Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. You spell the whole thing out, crossandthrone.com. You can go to our website and get copies of this program for free. You can download them and all of our audio files from these radio programs, so feel free to go back and listen to them again. And please have an open Bible when you do so. Also on our website, you can get copies of the Companion Bible. And the Companion Bible Appendices, one person recently said that if he had access to the Companion Bible, he would never had to have gone to Bible college or seminary. And so this is a great tool, and we hope you make use of it. And also our phone number, 847-312-4676. Now, if you've been listening, let us know. If you want to keep the program on in your area, please consider helping us out. So you can give us a call, or you can donate at our website through a PayPal button there. And but then again, we're only asking those of you who believe in this message and think you would like to hear it go out from where you're listening. Well, today's topic is our blessings. We're going to talk a little bit about Ephesians, and if you've listened long enough, you know that we have three things we emphasize in this ministry. One is life, two is calling, and three is prize. Those who believe in Christ as the Son of God have a life, and but that doesn't necessarily mean they have a calling that they are aware of. And in Ephesians, we have the calling presented to us to be believed. With the setting aside of Israel at the close of the book of Acts, God, through Paul in the book of Ephesians, shows to us a calling to be members of the body of Christ, whose home is in the heavenly places itself, where Christ now sits. And this is the hope, the calling that's being offered out today. And it's to be believed. And we're going to talk a little bit about blessings in Ephesians chapter 1. Now, in Ephesians 1:3, we are told that the saints and the faithful are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It would be impossible to enumerate all these blessings, but in that same chapter of Ephesians 1, there are seven things named that I would like to talk about. They reveal something of the great love and grace of God. Now first, in Ephesians 1:4, it says we're chosen. The time of this choosing is before the overthrow of the world, or as the King James says, foundation, but it's overthrow. The purpose is that a people should appear before him in love, who would be holy and without blemish. And that's the purpose of this. God has chosen us. The Father's chosen us. And number two, it says in verse 5, we're predestined. Now, it was predestined that these should be adopted as sons, that this group of people, the members of the body, should be placed as sons in the body of Christ. This is by the work of Christ himself. Number three, in verse 6, it says we're accepted. And literally, it's highly favored. We're highly favored in the Beloved. It is only by grace that we can be so highly favored. No one can be worthy in himself for such an honor. Now, in verse 7, it says we're redeemed. The saints and faithful were redeemed at a terrible cost, the blood of the Son of God, the blood of Christ. And this is also included the forgiveness of sins. We are again reminded of his grace if you keep reading. Now, remember, I want you to read Ephesians 1 and when you go after you've heard this program. Now, verse 9 and number 5, it says we're instructed. Nothing can be received by faith without knowledge. God, through his word, has given all necessary instruction so that faith may act. Now, the sixth thing we see is we're sealed in verse 13. The believer is sealed in Christ by Holy Spirit. His position in the body of Christ is secure, for this sealing is a pledge in a guarantee. Now, the seventh thing we see is that we're enriched, verse 14. The believer receives a pledge of the inheritance. He becomes a joint heir with Christ to the riches of the universe. All these blessings are gifts. They come only through grace. They are absolutely undeserved. It is pleasing to God to be gracious. It is in his nature to be generous. He loves to honor those who honor his Son, the Beloved One. All these spiritual blessings may be had for the asking. They are appropriated by faith. Faith is believing what God has said and acting as if it were true. Faith honors God. Faith magnifies the name of Christ. Faith purifies the believer. Now I want to go back and look at Ephesians 1 from another angle, and that is the word us in Ephesians. Where do we come in again? And I'm going to list another seven items in here, and a lot of this will go, we're going over repeating what we just said, but that's okay because Paul says it's safe for us that he repeats things. Now, seven times in chapter 1 of Ephesians, we find the word us in connection with the work of God for us. The term refers to the Jews and Gentiles who have been reconciled in one body. Directly, it refers to Paul and the saints and faithful to whom this letter was addressed. It includes me, and I hope it includes you. I hope you're included in the body of Christ. To be a member of the body of Christ, you must accept these teachings of Ephesians. It's one thing to have eternal life and a hope of a resurrection, as John proclaims. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you have life. However, you may not have a calling. Have you embraced this teaching of Paul in Ephesians? If you have, you're a member of the body. Now, first of all, let's read verse 3. It says, the first thing we said is that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Now, the place is heavenly places. Never before Ephesians do we read of any company of God's redeemed ever going to heaven or enjoying a place in heaven. It's not until the close of the book of Acts, when Israel is rejected and set aside till the future date, that God opens up a new sphere of blessing, and that's heavenly places. The blessings can come only to those in Christ Jesus. These spiritual blessings may seem far away, yet the possession of them makes possible the real enjoyment of temporal blessings and life here and now. So the things of this life will only be a little bit sweeter when you recognize that you have even greater blessings above. Now, number two, in verse 4, he chooses us. This choosing took place before the foundation of the world or the overthrow of the world. It is a choosing prior to any other. Those of the kingdom were chosen since the overthrow, or as the King James says, foundation. The purpose in this choosing was that he might have a body of believers upon whom to lavish his love, but they must be holy and without blemish, a condition which he will accomplish for us if we exercise faith toward him. And this is positional truth. When we believe, we are holy and unblemished, and then in the future, he's going to present us holy and unblemished. Now, verse 5 is the third time we see the word us. He predestinated us. Everyone who becomes a member of this special group, the body of Christ, is predestined. What are they predestined to? They're predestined to adoption or son placing. It's one thing to be a child of God and in the family. It's another thing to be placed as an adult son. And this is a topic for another time where we'll talk about the adoption. This is something to be believed. Do you believe that you're chosen in Christ? Do you believe in this teaching of Ephesians? If are, you're destined to have the place of highest honors in the celestial realm as the sons of God, those who have the right of the firstborn. Now, fourthly, in verse 6, it says he's made us accepted. Now, literally in Ephesians 1:6, it says we're highly favored in the beloved. And we'll have to get more into detail in another time, but it pleases God to act in grace. It adds to his glory when he does act in grace. Not only men, but the heavenly host will praise him for his wonderful grace. It is by this grace that he has made us or highly favored us in the beloved. It's not by our own righteousness that we are acceptable, but by the righteousness of our Lord. Fifthly, in verse 8, it says he has caused the riches of his grace to abound toward us. It might seem a little hard for us to understand how that God in wisdom and prudence should make his riches abound toward us, but it was through these same riches of grace that redeeming blood was shed, in which also was included the forgiveness of sins. In his wisdom, he has made a way to accomplish his purpose. In his prudence, he has worked out the details. In it all, he has been able both to be just and to be gracious. Certainly his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts not our thoughts. In verse 9, we read, he made known the mystery to us. Not only was it his will that we should be holy and blameless, but to make better known his will, he has revealed a secret to us. He has done this just because it came to his mind and it pleased him to do it. Here he reveals a purpose to gather all things together and make them one in his beloved Son. This will include all things in heaven and all things on earth. Of course, we understand that these are the things of God and does not include the things which are to pass away. This great unity can be accomplished only through Christ. Only through Christ have we any inheritance, but in him is our inheritance secure, being so predestinated. There is no predestination outside of Christ. God in his wisdom has his plans all made to accomplish his will. There will be no failure. All will work out according to the counsel of his will. And that brings comfort. In verse number 7, finally, in verse 19, he made his power available to us. In order that we might be to the praise of his glory and that his plans in us might not fail, he has given us the great and mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. The great power that raised our Lord from the dead and set him in heavenly places as head over all things to the church, which is his body, is upon all who have believed and are sealed with the Spirit of promise. Well, I think I did it two different times here, but I talked about our blessings in Ephesians. And let me just say this, for listeners, if you're a believer in Christ, go back and read Ephesians 1 and realize that when Paul wrote this, these were new things revealed, and therefore they're to be believed. This is the calling that God presents to believers today to take part in. And you will not have a place unless you believe it. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There is no faith without Scripture and believing the truth that God has revealed. We must make much of truth, because truth is the only thing that can give us proper walk and practice. And we can't emphasize this enough, especially in this day and age, where we have so much ministry based on practical things, as they put it, but it's such a watered-down message, it really means nothing. Real practice, a real walk, a real practical way of life is based on sound teaching. So read Ephesians 1. Go back and read that passage and ask God to open your heart and open your mind to the teaching that's revealed through Paul the prisoner to us Gentiles. And again, what I ask is you to read it and believe it. Well, if you have any questions, please give us a call. Our phone number, 847-312-4676. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. Again, it's crossandthrone.com. You can go to our website and listen to these audios for free. You can download them or play them, and please do that with an open Bible. Also on our website, we have available the Companion Bible, and it's probably the most important study tool in the last couple hundred years, I would probably say since Paul, but there's nothing like this piece of work that was done, put together by E.W. Bullinger. And by the way, what preachers always say is that Bullinger was studied in the closet and condemned from the pulpit, which shows you the honesty of some of these men. But he's worth reading, and he'll aid you in the study of the Scriptures. The notes are invaluable. Again, this is Dan Sheridan. If you want to see this program keep running in your station, please give us a call and consider supporting it. And until next time, remember this: the closer you draw near to Christ as he is revealed in the Word, the less ceremonial and religious you will be.